Okay, she's coming.
Okay, you got the Miller. We got to get set up to call over to the other sister. Ask her mama still call KK down?
Yes, sir.
Because they're off today. They're not at work, aren't they?
This morning she went to her. She went on to the MGT meeting.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Both of them?
Yes, sir.
And the children?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll be so there for what? How long did the MDT meeting last?
I'm not sure, sir. I don't recall. When I know when we were going in Richmond, it was from like 9 till 12.
Okay. Well, what we want to do is I'm going to open in the name of Allah God, who came in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, and the name of his last and greatest apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most holy names of Muhammad, Sajjalallahu and Assalamu alaikum, to the degree of the Creator's master plan, in the year of our Lord of hosts, Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most holy names of Muhammad, leave this open throughout eternity for the righteousness and the good and the understanding of it, like it should. Sajjalallahu and Assalamu alaikum.
Sajjalallahu and Malik Assalam, to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord of hosts, January 23rd, 22nd, 1994.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, today's lesson of understanding that Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad is messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, want us to understand, is why is knowledge a burden? You've heard it said before that knowledge can get to be a burden. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is what knowledge means when it gets to become a burden. See, you have the knowledge of what it takes to be saved now. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have this knowledge, and you know that mathematics never lies. So you're out there working with the peoples that you love, that you know want to be saved, and you know that this is the right way, but they don't know it.
Yes, sir.
It's a burden to you. Isn't that true? But we on your shoulder because you're at the wit's end trying to figure out how to get this in so it can be saved.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Especially when they come so close and they're coming along, and then you find out, you know, you have to go along. You have to learn. That's why submission is the key. You have to learn to accept them like they don't know that they're babies. They really believe that they're adults, but they're not. They're little infants, and you can tell once you have been saved. Once Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, especially through Master J, has saved you, then you see just how infinite they were because you see how infinite you were.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable. You can see how big adults, let's say, for instance, like so-called Mr. Lewis Brown, or so-called Miss Ella Mae Brown, or your so-called mothers and your so-called fathers, you see that they're really just... They don't get that. What's really?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And they help you survive. Allah God and Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad has mentioned the Most Honorable put them in order to let you survive to a certain point period with them.
Yes, sir.
But they don't know nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? A car can run, but don't know a darn thing.
Yes, sir.
A car is here to, but they don't know nothing.
Yes, sir.
So this is the same thing that was of your parents.
Yes, sir.
Get you from here to there in the form of survival of making how to function to get food and a house over your head.
Yes, sir.
But don't know a darn thing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's the same way when you get this truth and you're working with people, you got to understand that my God and the President of the Wallace D. Farad Muhammad is the best of the Most. Then I'm changing that in order to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to make mathematics be untrue.
Yes,
so you got to recognize the way that you heard the word and remember. So their mission is the key. So when we're sitting here, you're going to have to know that Sensei Muhammad's so-called Erica is only to the level of the degree of knowledge that she has anyway.
Yes, sir.
She can't be no sharper than the degree of knowledge that she has.
That's true, yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And she doesn't have no knowledge.
Yes, sir.
She only has a fraction, a mere speck of dirt.
Yes, sir.
Of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Just to get them to put on a gown, that's a blessing in itself.
Yes, sir.
And it brings forth mutations of rewards.
Yes, sir.
And surely Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, this message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, sees this because he allows this to happen in the forms of mathematics.
Yes, sir.
So if you catch the infant, if Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, this message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, allows you to catch the infant, talking on the phone somewhere else, or doing something this way, it's only an infant.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to weigh heavy on you because you want them to be more than an infant. You want them to be holier than thou. You want them to be the mother of civilization. You want them to is going to be what they don't shouldn't do.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
That's why when you read the book on the guardian angel, the one that, you know, the one overseer of the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
You have to learn to bear with these things at the level and the pace that they're on, and you have to go over there, even though they're in this here infant stage and think they're really moving fast, you got to go over there and help them.
Yes, sir.
You got to control it for Allah God in the person of Master Wa Latif Allah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad, to work through you.
Yes, sir.
That's why it says, God help those who help themselves.
Yes, sir.
Because only a God would help himself. He wouldn't just kick back and nothing.
Yes, sir.
God is power. God is a form of help. So when you're helping yourself, yourself is Allah God, the person of Master Wallace, Deep Allah, Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, and collectively the peoples of the whole of righteousness and whatever it is. To all that is within all. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when you're helping them, when you're helping, you're helping them. That's a lot done. The person that I want to see for our moment is nothing the most honorable our moment. Helping them through you. Helping the nothingness. That's what Negro meant. Nothing.
Yes.
Even in its dead state, it bears witness of where they came from, out of the nothingness of space.
Yes, sir.
So even in this lesser degree here, it's still in the form of nothing, something will come forth from the one atom of life. Being Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad. Be Allah. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So, I walked, Allah God, the first of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad, the best of the most honorable Muhammad, had me walking back and forth the floor most of the night, all morning. I get up and walk a little while to study a little bit more and different things. And it had me to the point where I'm telling the sister, they got to get out in this way and that way and this way. Take through all these particular points and things of understanding to see the different levels of the thoughts that peoples would have. This is what Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, wants me to see on the conscious level the thoughts that all other peoples besides the righteous peoples that have been raised by Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the thoughts that they would have against a person with that type of behavior pattern. In other words, the thoughts that you would have, the thoughts that Allah God in the person of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad causes to come before your mind, I don't like him like this, or she better do this, and all these different things here, are the thoughts that the people will have in their heads against them being anywhere else other than where they are right now.
Yes, sir.
But you will have those thoughts, but you don't function off that thoughts because you ain't knowing now.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Nobody said nothing then.
I said yes, sir.
Okay, so therefore, it's a blessing from Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for us. Being there for the peoples when they need us.
Yes, sir.
And not for us to turn our backs on them because they're in such a shitty way. Excuse the expression.
That's right, yes, sir.
If we turn our backs on them in a shitty way because they're a little slow, then Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Deep Fraud Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, will be justified in turning this back on you because even at the pace that we are right now, we're still snail pace.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So we want him to be submissive with them as much as he's submissive with us.
Yes, sir.
Which is surely a blessing if you say, for instance, and to show you what I'm talking about, if for instance, maybe one of you still smoke a cigarette or something. But that's not no more worse than a person using the phone more than they should.
Yes, sir.
That's not no worse than a person that's drinking alcohol or using dope. That's the same about, that's the same degree of the intensity.
Yes, sir.
The toe is not more than the nose. What good is the mouth without an ass?
Yes, sir.
You can't make the ass be more valuable than the mouth. You say, yeah, but the mouth can talk. But if you don't have an ass for the food that your mouth goes, that goes in the mouth, and you don't have a hole for it to come out, there won't be no mouth to talk because you will die.
Yes, sir.
Just as plain as that. So, how much more valuable is the mouth over the ass? Or the legs? Or the toes? Or the eyes? It all plays. have to bring us to the reality of this. We cannot throw a stone at someone that is in a glass house when we're still in a glass house that not has been made bulletproof yet.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Different dimensions of texture of glass. All praise is due to Allah, God, in the presence of the Master of Honesty, for our Muhammad, and the first messenger, and the most honored of the life. So we see these things, and we naturally got the, he naturally teaches us the way to sharpen these things and perfect those things.
Yes, sir.
And the only way that he can teach you that is by taking you to the machine shop, or taking you to the carpenter shop, and teach you off pieces of wood and pieces of machinery and stuff, how to work it, perfect it, repair it, and mend it.
Yes.
And in doing that, you might mess up, a so-called mess up on certain things or whatever, but then before long, you become a professional at it, fixing the machine.
Yes, sir.
And naturally, tampering with the machine or the carpenter's tile, wood, or stuff, you will become frustrated sometime. But it's natural to become frustrated in order that, through that frustration, you become more perfected at operating on the thing.
Yes, sir.
Or working with the thing. Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So, what is transpired is natural.
Yes, sir.
See, Allah God, the first master of the Deep Life, the most honorable life, Muhammad says that through Master J, we will learn the whole complete essence of the right way.
Yes, sir.
Not just a believer.
Yes, sir.
And he says that he will lead you unto all the truth, because that truth of all things, the barrier of the supreme knowledge, Allah, Master Wallace, Deep Farah, Muhammad, and his messenger, the most honorable,